Exclusive: Nathan Wade led Fani Willis 2020 transition into office. By Wendell Hasebo on February 25, 2024. Nathan Wade made the decisions to hire or fire employees in Fulton County District Attorney's Office following Fulton County Prosecutor Fani Willis' election victory in November 2020. Multiple sources familiar with the Wade and Willis relationship exclusively told Breitbart News. The revelation of Wade's previously unreported position as the former personnel decision-maker for the district attorney's office raises ethical and conflict of interest concerns. It also raises questions about whether Wade and Willis have been forthright about the timeline of their affair. Wade is a prosecutor on the Trump case and he selected the office employees, a source told Breitbart News. Wade led a transition team of 10 to 12 people who interviewed and evaluated current employees to remain in Willis' newly won office just weeks after she won the election in November, said the sources, who wished to remain anonymous for fear of retribution due to their direct knowledge of the environment inside the district attorney's office, which they characterized as corrupt. Wade, a second source told Breitbart News, was in charge of determining who of the 250 office employees would remain with Willis. Sources described one-on-one interviews behind closed doors with Willis and Wade, who was too invested to be just a friend of Willis to hold such a powerful position. Wade and Willis claim their relationship started in 2022 after Willis launched the probe into former President Donald Trump. But sources say Wade and Willis obviously had an ongoing romantic relationship at the time Willis won the election. There was just something so weird going on, one source said. Willis said everyone in the office was essentially all terminated, and that essentially we had to reapply for our jobs and must submit an application and schedule a time to appear for an interview, a source said. We had to reapply and came back and so they could interview everyone, from lawyers to paralegals to assistants to investigators. And in that room, in my interview, there were a lot of people other than Fani Willis. And that was her transition team. I definitely know that Nathan Wade was in that room because he was taking the lead role, the source stated. And I was a little confused because I had never seen him before. I had about maybe 10 people in the interview. Another source described the re-interview process with Wade. Nathan definitely was up moving around and taking charge in the room. Wade hired the entire office of 250 employees, the person said. I was just telling him my employment background. And they just sit there and looked at me and they said, well, you'll get an email on our decision. And that's what Wade said. And he looked at Willis. They looked at each other. And there was just something so weird going on. The sources did not initially know who Wade was during the transition process. But they told Breitbart News they questioned why Willis would outsource the transition process to unknown actors. Why was he a part of the hiring process and making the decisions as to who gets hired and fired when he wasn't even an employee or authorized to be in the room, a source questioned. After the re-interview process, Wade and Willis started eliminating anybody that was too close and in control of the office operations, the second source said. Willis, sources asserted, violated the friends and family policy by hiring friends and family and hiding it from the county with fungible state and county dollars. All the people that worked on her campaign became the inner circle, one source familiar with the inner workings of the office said. In January, Trump and co-defendant Mike Roman accused Willis of maintaining an improper romantic relationship with Wade. Willis and Wade took the stand in February to testify about whether their relationship disqualified Willis from prosecuting Trump. If the presiding judge determines Willis engaged in an actual conflict of interest with her lover and fellow prosecutor, Willis could be removed from the case, handing former President Donald Trump a massive victory. Wade claimed his relationship with Willis began in 2022, 1 year after Willis opened the case against Trump in 2021. Wade's story appears shaky. Former Fulton County District Attorney employee and friend of Willis since college, Robin Yerdy, testified that Willis was definitely in a relationship with Wade since 2019. In addition, cell phone data obtained from Adam T. through subpoena contradicts Wade's testimony. Our relationship wasn't a secret. It was just private, Wade testified to the unusual distinction that apparently did not include disclosing the relationship to Fulton County. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.